Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss cart abandonment and what you can do to prevent it. Cart abandonment is not a new problem for e-commerce stores. While we have a much better understanding of why shoppers abandon their carts, it hasn't been as easy to come up with feasible solutions. Today, we're trying to change that. We'll analyze cart abandonment at its source and the reasons why traditional approaches don't really help. Once we do that, it's pretty clear that some solutions are better than others, and we're more than happy to share them with you. On this episode, we discuss why cart abandonment is the biggest problem in e-commerce, the normal approaches to dealing with cart abandonment, Fast.co, who they are and what they do differently, and who can use Fast.co right now. If you're looking for some groundbreaking ways to minimize your cart abandonment issues, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. Chris, welcome back. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, Ryan.
I'm going to start with a very general question. What do you think is the biggest problem in e-commerce?
That's an easy one.
Okay.
Cart abandonment, right? When you go to put something in your cart, the dynamic should be, right, I put in my cart, unless you're doing something weird, unless the store is doing something weird where I'm not showing you your price, and so you have to put it in your cart for price. But outside of that one situation, everyone who puts something in their cart has some interest in it, right? Some desire. And then somehow, from that point until checkout, we lose them, right? And if you're a store builder, if you've been building stores for people, for any length of time, then you know that the stats are something like 7 out of 10 carts get abandoned. And that's horrid, right? 7 out of 10. And that is your, you know, like it could be the fact that you have shipping fees that are higher than anyone expected, or that your shipping timeline is slower than anyone expected. I mean, you can imagine, right? I get super excited. I want to buy something. I put it in my cart. I go to my checkout, I start filling in my information, and then it says, this thing will ship starting February 23rd. I'm like, what? That's 2 months away. You're telling me that I have to wait 2 months for it to start the shipping process? Get it out of my cart. Like, I'm done. Like, I leave. I just close the tab and move on. So some people just quit because of that, right? So it could be the cost of shipping. It could be the timeline of shipping. It could be you've probably seen it, right? You get to one of those checkout pages and they're like, and I would like to know your mother's name and your father's name and your brother's name. And you're like, what is going on, right? What role do you have in IT spending in your organization? And you're like, what does this have to, like, this isn't the moment for you to ask me every question about myself, right? Yeah. This is the moment to get me through. So it could be that extra data is being collected. And so, you know, the worst scenario is someone puts a coupon code visible, like a little square visible on the screen. And what do? You're like, oh, I didn't know there's, let me go open up a new tab. Let me go search for that coupon code. And then, oh my gosh, I saw a funny video. And then we're off distracted in the Never Never Land and we never check out, right? So 7 out of 10 people put something in their cart and don't finish the process. That is without question the biggest problem in e-commerce today. And it hasn't gotten better over the last several years, right? Like we've known the stat, and every year people go collect more data and it keeps coming back. It's a problem.
Yeah. So let's kind of define what has been the normal approach up to this point.
Normally what happens, right, is that a store will collect your email somewhere early in the process, right? Like, store builders introduced when you went from cart to checkout, they would introduce a page whose only question was, what's your email, right? Like, so imagine you're in the cart, you're looking at it, you click go to checkout, right? And when you go to checkout, the first screen is just, what's your email? And you're like, that's a weird step. And they're like, no, because we think that there's a chance, right? 7 out of 10 chance that when we get to the next screen and you see the shipping price or you see the time delay for shipping, that you're going to leave, right? The coupon code, all that stuff is going to show up. So we want to chase you down, right? And in the best possible scenarios, that's what happens is, you know, the typical approach to this has been, let's create a way to follow up so that 7 out of 10 people who left something in the cart can get not just one email, but multiple emails to remind them to come back. Like, hey, if you left the site because you were looking for a coupon code, here, let me give you a coupon to, you know, come back to the site and close up. Or, hey, you got distracted. Your kid ran in the middle. Like, I understand you got busy, but I just want to let you know, like, it's the cart. We're still holding the cart for you.
Yeah.
So that's been the traditional approach, right? Let's get the email and then let's chase them down. We know out of a study 2 years ago by Monetate that you have 7 days to bring them back, right? Mm. If you don't bring them back in the first 7 days, it's kind of game over. They're not coming back. We also know from a different study that 4 emails, right, is the trick. So normally what we recommend to, you know, store builders who are building this for merchants, we'll tell them, hey, go with a follow-up, you know, 1 hour after they abandon the cart, and then 1 day later, and then 3 days later, and lastly, 7 days later, right? And that follow-up can, you know, bring you back some customers. It doesn't get you 7 out of 10, right? But even if it got you, and we see this happen, right, where it gets you 3 out of 7, 2 or 3 out of 7 is still money. Right. Yeah. It's a lift in your revenue simply because you follow them up. So that's a traditional approach.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about some providers here. It sounds like fast.co is kind of a big player here. So who are they and what are they doing?
They're doing something completely different. They're solving the problem in a different way.
Okay.
Right? I remember dreaming of this. Right? Dreaming for this. I wrote it in a blog years ago where I said, hey, this was in the early days of just people starting to do things, buying on mobile. And I'm like, you know what I don't want? I don't want to check out on my mobile phone and you start asking me all the questions, right? Because I'm holding it with one hand and I'm starting to fill in stuff. And this is before Apple would do that, you know, that little like, did you mean to put it? Like I see the form field says first name. I'm going to pop up your first name. And you just tap it, right? This is before all that. This is me literally holding my phone and typing in. And I would type in first name, last name, email, phone number, street address, city, state, zip, shipping, city, state, zip, right? Like,
yeah.
Credit card number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Like, it was so much work. And I'm like, can't you just, right? Let me say, buy my order and give you, say, my email. And then you can send me something later tonight that says, okay, we have the order queued up, ready. But now that I'm at my desktop, I can fill in the rest, right? So that was my version of this was like, make it easy for me to close the deal. Like, let's just close the deal now. And then later, even if it's short later, when I'm at my computer, let me fill out the rest of the details. Now, this is before your phone would start, you know, preemptively giving you all the fields. So that made it better. So I didn't cry that no one went and built that because I was like, well, at least my phone is helping me, right? So
yeah.
I would just go tap, 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 and most of the fields would show up, right? Okay. When you get to your credit card, right, your iPhone will go, did you want this? This is your main card. Do you want this? And it'll drop in the information. So I don't have to type in all the numbers. You go, okay, that's not bad, right? Then Shopify came along and Shopify was like, hey, do you want to repurpose this stuff that you did before? And that was awesome, right? Because once I put in my information in Shopify, like any Shopify store, I could go back and say, oh yeah, use that. Cause they're like, hey, we recognize this email. So we have some of this information. You're like, okay, cool. The problem was not every store is on Shopify, right? There's a ton of other stores that aren't on Shopify.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the genesis. I don't know the reason why fast.co decided to go after this, but it's brilliant, right? what they do is they say, oh, that thing that Shopify does is interesting, but what if we just did it across the board? What if we did it across every store? What if we allowed you, the first time that you check out, you put in all that information, right? Your first name, your last name, your email, your phone number, your address, you know, and your credit card, like the first time. But every time after that, on any store, right? You don't need a login. You don't need a password. You don't need to, like, once we know, you know, we check this, your email or whatever, we can process everything automatically because we have all that information stored in the cloud. And therefore, merchants everywhere, right? Regardless of platform, could introduce this fast.co checkout. And the fast checkout is super fast, right? And it's not tied to just Shopify. It's any platform. So BigCommerce, it works. JavaScript based on other proprietary platforms, it works. Last week they announced WooCommerce, it works, right? These are massive deployments across tons of platforms. And as a result, what happens is you're at a store, you see something you like, you go, yes, add to cart, and then you go fast checkout, and you're done. Mm-hmm. Right? Like it's removed everything. So not only it normally pops up in a modal. That modal already has everything pre-filled out. You just go yes, and you're done. But it's not showing you all the stuff that would normally distract you, right? So the rest of the checkout isn't there. But most importantly, it shrinks the amount of time that you could be distracted in, right? I mean, and that's mm-hmm. what I say. It's completely different, right? In the cart abandonment world, everything is get an email and then chase you down. This isn't let me chase you down. This is let me eliminate cart abandonment to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's shrink the amount of time that someone spends doing this work. And if we can make it one click, right? I mean, you may not be as bad as me, but Amazon has had my information for one click ordering forever, right? And I can't tell you the number of things I've bought that maybe I should have had more time to reflect upon, but it's so easy when you're like, one click, yes, like right there, do it. And that's what Fast is offering, is this ability to let store builders deliver this to merchants, let merchants deliver this to customers. Everybody wins, right? Yeah. Everybody wins because it's super, super fast. So the WooCommerce stuff is just getting started. The BigCommerce has been out for a while. They have, you know, custom carts or JavaScript that you can add to other, you know, homegrown or some of the newer, I think some of the newer headless stuff with JavaScript based front ends for stuff like Snipcart and you know, Commerce Layer, a bunch of these guys that are doing a lightweight headless version, API driven, you create your own custom UI. For that, fast.co will still work, right? Because you just drop in the JavaScript in it and you keep going. So it's interesting. It's compelling. It solves the right problem, right? If the real friction was the friction during checkout, then instead of saying, well, let's just assume that that's a given and now let's go create alternative strategies to chase down and find customers that abandon cart and see if we can help them out, the real solution is reduce the friction.
Right, right. And it probably has kind of a network effect too, that it works with so many different sites. It can attract more shoppers that way.
That is exactly right. Mm-hmm. You know, the moment you see someone, the moment you do it on one store, you're like, well, I want to do it on another store, right? Mm-hmm. And in fact, I want all the stores to do it. So you can imagine, right? If I were working in Fast marketing department, I would be like, do you, right after you check out, are there some stores that you visit that don't use Fast, right? Give us their URLs and we'll chase them down for you, right? And so just start collecting every store that customers like and want Fast at, and then chase them down and say, hey, this month we had 37 customers who wanted to check out using Fast on your website. Mm-hmm. Right? Can we help you with it, right? Like, I would just start collecting that stuff and then chasing them down, because this is huge. And if I'm a developer, right, first moment they came out, right, I was like, okay, this is amazing. Now let's go figure it all out, right? Yeah. Let's go figure it out and get it deployed in places. At Nexus, where we do stuff with Magento, which they also have integration with, we do stuff with Magento, we do stuff with WooCommerce. you better believe our first question is, how do we deploy this for all of our stores, right? If you have a store hosted here, we want to make sure it's available to you so that you can have a super fast checkout.
Right, right. So what's it like now? Like who can use fast.co today?
You go through an application process. It's pretty lightweight, right? It's lighter weight than some of the others. So I have played with some of the split payment solutions like Affirm and Klarna. And those processes, right, for a merchant to be able to offer this, those processes seem to take a little bit of time. It's not the end of the world, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have to do their due diligence and everything else. Fast.co is leveraging Stripe underneath it, right? If I understand this correctly.
Okay.
And because of that, Stripe is in the business of doing things quickly. Right? They have a massive platform for making sure that all of this works well. So I was already a Stripe customer. When I went to go sign up for Fast, the process was super fast. And I couldn't tell if it was because Stripe was like, we already know this guy, right? He already collects tons of money on our platform. We don't have to worry about him. Or if it was just, we know how to onboard new customers quickly, right? But either way, it was much faster than Klarna, Affirm, or other solutions where you as a merchant have to apply and they have to do due diligence to get you set up. Fast is really quickly. So my sense is that most merchants will be able to get a Fast account pretty quickly. The next thing you have to do, of course, is get the plugin deployed or get the code base deployed that does the integration, right? So what tends to happen is you have Fast, which is running off its servers and connected to, say, Stripe and doing all that processing. And then you have your own website that your store builder is normally the one who's making tweaks and adjustments to that. And they have code bases, right? Whether it's a module or a WooCommerce plugin or extension or, you know, JavaScript to drop in, someone has to go drop that in and connect the generic code base to the SaaS component, right? So that's, they give you a primary key or an app ID or something that you, a token that you can put in, and that makes the connection happen. All of which is relatively fast, right? So it's not a lot of work. Store builders could easily deploy it, and that's if you're working with a host that isn't doing it already, right? Like we're going to chase it down. We're going to do the partnership. So we can figure out how to do it so that merchants don't even need a developer, right? A store builder. They just go, oh no, it's here for you, right? Take this key from over here, put it over here, and you're good to go.
Okay, great. Oh, Chris, this was really interesting. Thanks for sharing this today.
I think it's amazing. I think it's fantastic. And I think once we all shift, right, to one-click checkouts, the idea of a three-step checkout, give me your personal information, then give me your shipping location information, and then give me your payment information. That kind of three-step process will become, you know, obsolete
because
nobody wants to burn that time. And it's a rare situation, right? Like I did make the mistake once, right? Amazon let me pick ship to my friend and then it didn't question my next order. Like you know, if you're on Uber Eats and it notices that you're not at your house, it says, hey, you don't look like you're at the address that we have for delivery. Right. And you go, yeah, you're right. Let me change the address. Well, Amazon doesn't do that. So if I pick deliver this to my friend and I don't reset it back to myself, the next three things I bought got shipped to my friend. I was like, can you send it back to me? Right.
Yeah.
But there are situations. There are situations where we say, hey, I'm buying something and I want it shipped somewhere else. And that makes total sense that you would want to say, oh, no. Let me take the slow route because I have a special case where I'm routing an order somewhere else, or I'm charging it on two cards, or I'm doing, like, we can know.
Yeah.
I'm in the 8% of orders that are not normal. But for everything else, why wouldn't you want a one click be done? Right. And so I think that's where we're shifting to. And that's where store builders to have the ability to help educate merchants and say, this is the main way people will check out.
All right, Chris, that was great. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye. All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma.
He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on some potential solutions to the persistent problem of cart abandonment. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.